October 16, 1906. Conformity to the World. Ellen G. White. Christians, whatever may be their field of labor, whatever part of the Lord's vineyard is assigned them, cannot be in conformity to the world. The world's ways are not God's ways. There must be no obliteration of the line of demarcation given us by Jesus Christ to separate between Christians and the world, thus bringing down the truth to a common level and dishonoring the God who at an infinite sacrifice sent his Son into the world. There must be no betrayal of holy trust on the part of any who profess to be children of God. There is no safety for the child of God unless he daily receives a new and fresh experience in looking unto Jesus. By beholding him day by day, he will reflect his image and thus represent his divine attributes. His only safety lies in daily placing himself under the guidance of God's Word, in daily bringing his course of action to the test inquiry, "Is this the way of the Lord?" A divine life will represent Jesus Christ and will be antagonistic to the customs, practices, and standards of the world. We need, as Christians, to keep Jesus ever before us, looking unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. Every soul who is seeking to become a joint heir with Jesus Christ must consider that his special work during this testing period is to study the character of Christ and conform to that character. He cannot do this in his own strength, but through the abundant grace given of God, daily improvement will be made. Satan, on the one side, is striving to press you into his service. Christ, on the other, is seeking to win and draw you to himself. You cannot become victor over Satan's devices without fierce conflicts with inclination. Satan, striving for the mastery, is determined to conquer. Every faculty is to be strictly guarded and held loyal to God. This is the way of the Lord, to bring self under severe discipline, constantly keeping the eye fixed on Jesus. Through his grace, the striving one comes out of the conflict with temptation with clearer views, rejoicing in a new and elevated strength and power, because he makes the Lord first and last and best in everything. The religious life is simply abiding in Christ. To flash out brightly now and then under the praise of the world is not the religion of Jesus Christ. Science, so-called, human reason, and poetry cannot pass as revelation, although it is Satan's plan that these things shall become first in human minds. Those souls that have not realized that the follower of Christ must subordinate every power that has been bestowed upon him to the will of God will be drawn into the nets which Satan has carefully woven for their inexperienced feet. They cannot see that it is required of them to bring every thought into captivity to Christ. This restraint is to them a galling yoke. They are found, in the place of conformity to the revealed will of God, opposed in heart and practice to his requirements. Unless these souls are willing to become as clay in the hands of the potter, to be molded into such vessels as God can use, they will always show a deformity of character, will always bear the marks of a vessel unto dishonor. They will never receive the finishing touch of immortality. Such characters would, in their deficiency, mar heaven. God requires the training of the mental faculties. They need to be so cultivated that we can, if necessary, set the truth before the most intelligent. The converting power of God upon heart and character is also needed every day. There must be self-discipline on the part of everyone who claims to be a child of God, for it is in this way that the mind and will are brought into subjection to the mind and will of God. Decided discipline in the cause of the Lord will accomplish more than eloquence and the most brilliant talents. An ordinary mind, well trained, will accomplish more and higher work than the most educated mind and the greatest talents without self-control. Soundness in the faith means more than many discern. It means to correct every error that exists in our thoughts and actions, lest we corrupt the Word of God. There are needed for this time well-balanced minds, healthy, wholesome Christians. But many who profess Christ have a sickly experience. Separated and consecrated to Jesus Christ, the soul finds joy and peace. Christ does not leave us in our weakness and inefficiency, but, gathering us in the arms of His mercy, binds us to His great heart of infinite love. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here is Christ's work. Will you cooperate with Him? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.